8:35, Detective Fox with... And you work for the City of Fillmore Fire?
City of Fillmore Fire, firefighter EMT.
This evening?
Working this evening on Rescue 91.
Okay.
You just kind of want the synopsis.
Yeah, just give me the rundown. The call went out,
sure.
You responded.
The call went out, we responded. We were already cleared by SO to see the patient. At first I was asked to stand back, actually stage our bodies away from the scene, probably about 200 feet to 100 yards or so from where the patient was. We didn't even have a visual on the patient.
Thank you.
And initially I had just carried a backboard to see the patient, but like I said, I was kind of held back. I don't think they wanted tons of bodies swarming around the patient, which totally makes sense. We have a lot of people on today, so we kind of stood back for a few minutes, maybe 2-3 minutes, and I had a radio, so I just heard Chief ask for additional oxygen and a C-collar and a headbed for the backboard that I was carrying, just to move the patient and get him mobilized further. So I ran back to the rig, then grabbed that additional gear that they wanted for the patient, and then I went to the patient and there was asked to put the C-collar on the patient.
How'd you enter the scene?
How did I...
Enter the scene.
Enter the scene?
Mm-hmm.
I entered the scene, I mean, I knew it was clear, and there was various sheriff officers kind of along my path. Mm-hmm. So I entered the scene pretty much by myself, but with the, I mean, under the eyes of my fellow firefighter and paramedics and the sheriff. So the scene was clear. I didn't really have any problem getting there. I did have to cross yellow tape. So the scene was secured.
Right.
And bystanders were certainly away from where the victim was at.
What did you see when you were...
Initially, when I walked up, you know, I can kind of give you a mental picture. I had the gurney was in the front, almost, you know, blocking the patient. So AMR and fire kind of did what they could with the tools they had at hand to almost surround the patient so that, you know, you couldn't... That's what we want, is try to give privacy, as much privacy with whatever tools we have for patients. So really I had to go around the gurney, and that's where I kind of met up with Chief. He was just holding... He was holding a saline bag, from what I remember. And then we had a paramedic. I think he was dealing with airway. And then we had some other people assisting variously. I couldn't exactly tell you what they were doing, but I could clearly see some blood, which looked like it would be over the patient's left shoulder, and in detail I could tell you I thought I saw what looked like a bullet hole in the patient's left, I guess the left side of his head is the best I probably could describe it for you now. But that wasn't really my concern at that point. My concern was just assisting with oxygen, since I had that extra bottle of oxygen that they wanted. And then also putting the C-collar on, that was the next job I had. So with the paramedic assisting with the bag valve mask, we gently lifted the patient's head to slide the C-collar under there and properly secure the head and the neck. And then... That was it. Pretty much then it wasn't long after that, we log rolled the patient onto their left side, holding C-spine, and then immobilized the patient onto the backboard.
What did you notice about the scene? How many people did you see around? Or did you see anybody around?
Like bystanders?
Yes.
There was no bystanders around the patient whatsoever. You know, probably the nearest bystander that I saw was on a separate property behind a fence, and that would be it. And they wouldn't have come within 20 or 30 yards of the patient. And I do remember there was a lot of foliage trees, so I don't even think that patient or that bystander would have even had a visual on the patient. And there actually was a big green dumpster also.
Okay.
Kind of in between.
Was the patient handcuffed when you saw him?
No.
No?
I heard the patient was handcuffed at one time, but when I got there, there was no handcuffs, so I can't tell you whether he was handcuffed or not.
From the time you got there till the time you're allowed to go to the patient, how much time? A couple minutes, did you say?
Maybe 2 minutes.
Okay.
You know, and they were already pretty far along with their assessment. And
yeah. Was there anything unusual about that whole scene that you remember?
I kept my head on a 360. Obviously, you know, with any shooting, I'm going to keep my head on a 360 looking at other bystanders, how they're reacting. Mm-hmm. Maybe, and we're always taught, you know, pay attention on any call who might be coming or fleeing a scene.
Yeah.
And I did notice, since you bring it up, and I think it's worthy of mentioning, that where the alleyway was, or not an alleyway, but where you would turn off of A Street and make that left onto, I believe it was Blaine. Right there at the corner of A and Blaine, I couldn't recall the make or color of the vehicle, but I did see probably 6 guys get into the car. And that would have been at the time when I was asked to go get oxygen and the headbed and C-collar.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have been within three minutes of us arriving on scene. And, you know, at that time, you've got a lot of people figuring out what's going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that live around the area are figuring out what's going on. So, but really, that would be the only thing that kind of caught my eye as being a little peculiar. Why these people were leaving in this vehicle?
What kind of car was it?
You know, unfortunately, I couldn't remember that.
Okay.
And I would love.
I don't think it really comes into play.
Okay.
And also, I don't think it's too significant, so that's okay. So how long were you on scene, you think?
Probably 10 minutes. It seems like time goes fast, so 10 minutes could be a little.
And then he was transported out of there?
Yeah, I mean, with that kind of call, you want to try to get the patient to the hospital as quickly as possible. So We did the most we could as quickly as we could, and then it wasn't long before we had him on the backboard getting him.
Okay.
And plus, it's safer to just get him to the hospital and into the back of the ambulance than treat there at the scene.
What did you notice about the deputies doing there?
They were moving around, probably covering their P's and Q's, so to speak, but they totally seemed like they were focused on their end of the situation. Mm-hmm. We were kind of just focused on our end. Mm-hmm. We were working well together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right, I don't have any more questions. I'm going to shut this up. Wait, I'm gonna leave it on. So you're firefighter,
EMT.
Firefighter EMT.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. And when were you born? All right, how about a cell number? That's it.